Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Chronicles 32 and 1, after these things and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered Judah, encamped against the fenced cities, and thought to win them for himself. But in verse 6, the people of God's leaders set captains of war over the people, and they gathered them together into the street of the gate, and they spoke comfortably to them. You'll find this word comfort. The Holy Spirit is the comforter. And anytime people are in fear, they don't just need to be fussed at. They need to be comforted and helped and strengthened. Verse 7, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. Boy, the army this man brought covered the ground. I mean, it was soldiers and chariots as far as you could see in every direction. You talk about looking like an impossible, unwinnable situation. And it's easy to sit in here tonight and go, oh yeah, don't fear, don't fear, don't fear. What if you're standing out there on the front line with a sword in your hand and you're outnumbered 50-1? If you made it through 10 of these guys, there's still 40 waiting to kill you. Fresh. Oh, you like to say, oh, I won't be scared. Fear will try to come on you. But doesn't mean you have to fear. Even though it'll try to come on you, you never have to let it in you. He said, with him's an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Now notice what happened. Notice what happened. And the people did what? Rested themselves. On what? On the words. Said out loud, they rested themselves. Did they need to rest themselves? Yeah, because these bad reports were trying to blow them all over the place. Blow them into panic, blow them into fear. And your soul needs an anchor. Doesn't it? In your patience, your steadfastness, you possess your soul, the scripture said. And you got to have something to lean on. And what you lean on is faith-filled, anointed words. It says, the people did what? Rested. That word literally means to lean on, to prop up on the words of the king of Judah. I got a good word from the Lord for you right here. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the anointed word. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. For every terror, there is a truth that'll set you free from it. For every terror, there is a truth. There is an anointed word that you can breathe a sigh of relief and lean on it and fear no more. If you've walked with the Lord very long and you've had success and you've won victories, you know it. That there was somewhere you were challenged and the Lord gave you a word. He gave you a word. And in that word, you leaned on it and you quit fearing. There's something stronger than terror. There's something greater than fear. It's truth. I said it's truth. It's anointed word of God, truth. And for every terror that tries to attack you and wear you down, all you got to do is get that truth. That truth that God gives you to battle that terror with, and then you can lean yourself on it. Somebody say amen. Amen. Leaning on Him. Leaning on Him. Leaning on Him. Go to Psalm 112. This same word where it says they leaned on these words. they rested themselves on those words, is found here in Psalm 112. Psalm 112 talking about the righteous man, the godly man. Verse 7, he shall what? Not be afraid of evil. What's evil tidings? Bad report. Yeah, but they just told you you got a terminal disease. They just told you your child has an incurable disease. Now, even when I say that, did you feel that? People are going, ooh, don't say that. Right. Now, see, you're in danger. Yeah. If you can't even look at it without it bothering you so bad that you want to just forget about it and run away from it, your heart's not established. You're just hoping it never happens. And that won't protect you. Wishing. Mm-mm. He shall not. Is it possible to hear the worst news a person can hear and sit there and go, I refuse to fear. I refuse. Come on, say it out loud. I refuse. I refuse to fear. For every terror that would put you in bondage, there's a truth that'll make you free. Lord, what's my truth? A lot of times He'll bring it right to you before you even have a chance to ask for it. Especially if you've been walking with Him and putting the Word in you in a length of time. I mean, before you even have a chance to look for it, boom, there it is. And if you'll lay hold of that and believe that and cling to that, you're resisting the fear and you're replacing it with faith in this truth, what'll happen? You won't be afraid. Your heart is fixed. Trusting in the Lord. Read verse 8. His heart is? That's the same word where it says they leaned on the words of the king. His heart is established, and because of that, he shall not be afraid. Oh, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Confess this over yourself. Say, I will not be afraid. I shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Any bad report. It won't move me. My heart is fixed. My heart is established. Resting on the word of the Lord. Trusting my God. I will not be moved. I will not be moved. Treat symptoms of fear like symptoms of lack or symptoms of sickness. See, the enemy, even Word and Faith people, he's tricked people because they hear a bad report, some symptoms slap them, this or that happens, and they go, I got to believe God, I got to believe God. And the devil says, too late, look at you. You're a basket case. And you're going, what am I going to, I'm full of fear. No. Just because you got bills, you don't go, I'm broke and I'll always be broke. Just because you got symptoms don't mean you say, I'm sick and I'll always be sick. And just because you feel afraid. I don't care if your knees are bumping against each other and you got goosebumps up and down. And through trembling lips you say, I refuse to fear. And if you will do that, I'm telling you, the door for it to get in is closed. Yes. And those feelings will have to leave. Those things will have to subside because you are giving no place to them. Go to Isaiah in closing, the 26th chapter. It says, Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is... That's the word. Whose mind is leaning. Glory to God. Resting. Propping on thee because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Listen to Young's literal translation on this. This is interesting. an imagination supported. Timothy, where we quoted, God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, what else? Sound mind. Your mind will be wavering and vacillating and tossed about, and your heart, if you're not settled on something, established on something. But you can have a sound mind, anchored. You can be standing with both feet on the everlasting rock inside your heart and in your mind. And when you do, He fortifies peace in you. I mean, an onslaught comes from the outside. Fear, thoughts, bad reports, panic. But if you won't yield and start talking fear and unbelief, if you'll brace yourself and say, I will not fear. My heart is established. You can almost hear it. Clink, 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 clink. Fortification supernaturally rises up on the inside and clink, 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 clink. And there's still a hurricane going on out there. But it's nice inside here. Peace. Peace that passes understanding. Peace. Peace. Do you believe it, friends, in the middle of a storm? In the middle of an onslaught? In the middle of the worst news that you've ever heard? Is it possible to say, none of these things move me? God is real. He's on the throne. He loves me. Nothing has changed. His word has not changed. This doesn't move me. I refuse to fear. I'm telling you, fortification. Come up around you. And in His light, we see light. And in this atmosphere of peace, you can hear clearly and see, now take this step and now do this. And now do this and say this, and He will lead you right out and right through. Next thing you know, you'll be given a testimony. Amen. Do you believe it, saints?
Yes.
But if you panic, if you fall apart, if you let the fear in. Didn't the Bible say, guard your heart and protect it above all that you guard, because out of it go the issues of life? See, the devil's trying to get in there. He's trying to get his nasty, defiling, corrupting fear inside your and my life producer. And if we let that in, it will mess everything up. It'll confuse us and blind us. And people will be talking to us, trying to tell us the answer. We won't even hear it, because all we can think about is that bad report we just heard. All we can think about is my body, my heart, my baby, my house, my finance. I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. And your fears will come on you. Stand up and say, not me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.